tonight. I want to extend greetings to you all in Jesus' name this morning. Glad to see everyone here. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we begin. Father, we come before you this morning, Lord, and we just ask for wisdom, Lord, and grace. Father, we pray for your Spirit, that you'd help us to understand your word, Father, that you would clear our minds of the filthy understandings, Lord, of the ways of this world, that we would see clearly your will and your way in our life, Father, that you would wipe away the pollutions of things that we've learned, Father, that we might find your instruction in your word. We just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. This morning I want to basically talk about one word, meekness. The Bible says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." One of the first beatitudes that were given, one of the first principles in the kingdom of God, meekness. Probably one of the most misapplied words that there is. Moses was the meekest man on the face of the earth, the Bible said. Whenever you picture Moses, what kind of image comes to your mind? Is an image of someone just with his head bowed down, looking kind of dumb, like he don't know anything, look kind of just real quiet, afraid to say anything? Is that what comes to your mind? No. When we think of Jesus riding into Jerusalem on a foal, when we see the life of Jesus, do we see someone as, just maybe a little stupid, playing kind of dumb, don't want to appear too proud, kind of trying to make himself appear a little humble? No, we don't think that at all. Meekness is a strength, not a weakness. It is a strength, not a weakness. It's not being unable to do anything. Meekness is strength to be able to carry out something. Meekness is being able to take instructions and carry them out. I want to look at this for both men and women this evening. For this morning, meekness. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And I just want to bring up again a thought that we've tried to stress lately. Blessed are those who would like to be meek, for they shall inherit the earth. That is not what that says. It is, blessed are the meek. They shall inherit the earth. You want to inherit the earth? You want to inherit the Lord's blessings on your life? You have to be those things that will inherit those blessings. Not just wish you had them or hope you have them. You need to hunger and thirst after righteousness before you will be filled. You have to hunger and thirst after these things so that you become them. So that you can inherit the blessings that God has for those in His kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is now. If you don't have it now, you will not have it in heaven. Meekness. People who are able to take instructions and carry them out. Moses was able to take instructions from God. He was a mediator between God and the people. And God told him how to do things. And he went down the mountain and he instructed the others of how to do things. Men, to be leaders in your home, leaders in the church, leaders in anything, you have to know how to take instruction. And if you don't learn that lesson, you'll never be a leader in anything. You might become a bully and be able to get your way. You might be able to know how to boss people around with the authority of your voice or the gruffness or the grouchiness that you say it. You might be able to beat someone into submission to understand. But you're not to be messed with. But if you're going to lead your family, you're going to do it. If you're going to lead your family properly, you're going to do it in meekness. And that is not weakness. It's being able to take instructions yourself and put them into practice. Being able to hear what the purpose and the will is behind what you're trying to teach. Not having to be told every move and every step to be made. But to understand what you've been taught so that you can turn around and teach it to someone else. If you want to be a leader like Jesus was and like Moses was, you have to learn to be a follower. The Lord Jesus, His prayer was, the purpose of His life was come to do the will of the Father that was in heaven. And He set His life to understand the will of the Father. He set His life to learn how to receive instruction from His Father so that He could teach it to someone else, so that He could teach it to the church, so that He could teach it to men. And men, you have to learn how to learn from the Father. You have to learn how to learn from Jesus. You have to learn how to learn from the Word of God. To learn from those leaders that God has set above you. You have a responsibility in your home to be strong. And it takes strength to be a leader. It takes humility to listen to wisdom, to know understanding. It's not stubbornness, but it's when you know something is right and you're doing it to be strong enough to stand on it. The courage to stand in what's right. Not be twisted and swayed around just because somebody else maybe don't like what you're doing. If it's right, you need to be doing it. Need to be doing it with gentleness. Gentleness goes with meekness. Gentleness is a strength. Anybody can crush something, but to be able to control the strength that you have, to put enough pressure where it needs to be put, and doing it under control. It's what it takes. We're trying to lead because God has given us someone to lead. I want to remind us, men, the focus of a Christian life is not on the family. We forget that sometimes. The focus is not just raising our children to where they don't embarrass us. The focus is that you follow Jesus. You learn to follow Jesus. When you learn that, you turn around and teach those who He's given you to teach to follow. If our focus is on the family, we've missed the whole thing. If the purpose of your being a Christian is because you're just here to raise your family so that they don't grow up and embarrass you, you've missed the whole thing. Our focus is to follow Jesus. Just like we don't follow the pattern of the early church, we follow the pattern that the early church followed of Christ. Just like we don't follow the pattern of the Anabaptist, we follow the pattern of the man that the Anabaptist followed. We follow Christ. And our purpose is to follow Christ with the hope that we can instruct those who follow us to follow after us. And that isn't always going to happen. But if you put the focus on anything below that, no matter how it may appear to the world, it's not going to measure up to the Lord. Raising your family is not about setting all kinds of rules. It's not about not having any rules. It's about instilling in your children a wisdom and a character and truth to where they can make those choices themselves that are right. Sometimes that's going to have you open little doors for them sometimes that's going to cause you to protect them from things that they're not ready to take. Sometimes that's going to mean that they need to learn how to be governed in meekness. A lot of times that's going to mean, no, I don't trust you with this. No, I'm not going to trust you with that. Sometimes it's going to be giving them trust. It's instilling a character in them to where they can make the right choices, to where they can love the truth, that they have more than just a set of rules holding them in. It's teaching them character. Convictions of what's right and wrong. It's teaching them to drive something in the ground, a stake in the ground, to where they have a mooring in life. Instead of just knowing how to get by obeying the rules. Teaching them that if they don't learn how to stand for something, they'll fall for anything. Not that the first time they hear something or see something they shouldn't, it'll poison them. They should be stronger than that, just like you should be stronger than that. This denominationalism today, scared to death that their people might hear something that was false. Scared to death that they might have something, a false teacher come and teach them a little bit. Scared to death that they might fall for it. Well, you don't have nothing if we can't withstand the deceitfulness, just a little bit of it, that's coming at you. Because there's a lot of it out there. And if you don't learn how to stand against it, and if you don't know how to instruct others to stand against it, they're not going to stand anyway. They're going to fall for the first thing that comes along. They need to learn. Well, this isn't right. I don't want this. This doesn't fit. That doesn't fit with the truth. This doesn't bring glory to God. You need to learn to instill in them to learn to be instructed, to take instructions so they can learn to make decisions themselves. That they make right decisions instead of foolish ones. Timothy. Second Timothy chapter 2. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. You know what churches do today? Those who are strong, they get rid of those who oppose themselves because they might taint us. They might poison us. Now, I'm not saying tolerate sin in the church. Absolutely not. But if we can't tolerate someone weaker than ourselves, who is the weaker one? If that weak one is going to influence us, they're stronger than we are, aren't they? Romans chapter 15. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. The strength that comes with meekness is able to instruct those who are weaker than we are. Not drive them away. Most problems in churches come by those who think they're strong that cannot tolerate a little bit of weakness for fear of being polluted. Men, learn how to take instructions and learn how to let someone else learn. If you don't learn how to take instructions, most people run off and hide by themselves because they don't want to be instructed. They're given counsel. First thing they do is want to start drawing back. They're given advice, and they start ruffling at it and running backwards instead of receiving it. They start separating themselves. That's why it says whenever you're instructing someone, have patience with them. Meekness. Meekness is a strength. The meek is a strength in the kingdom of God. It's a foundation in the kingdom of God to be meek. meekness is a strong character in a woman. The Bible says that women that are of great value to God have a meek and quiet spirit. The same things I just told you about meekness in men are the same in women. You find a woman that pretends to be all humble and stupid, thinking that that's meek, being nicey-nicey, never being anything different than just, oh, sweet. That's not meekness. I'm not saying she should be bitter or angry, but she should be strong. Husbands, you ought to be strong enough to instruct your wife of your will. Wives, to be meek is to be strong enough to know the will of the Father in the home and carry it out without having to wait for every instruction and everything. Not meekness is not saying, well, I don't know what I ought to do here. I better wait and ask my husband. You ought to know the will of your husband and carry it out. Now, there's times if you don't know, wait and ask your husband. But you learn what he's trying to instruct. You learn his will. And it's your job to carry it out. You're the helper. Not a weak little burden. You're the helpmeet. Too much of the time, we've got this idea of a meek and quiet woman that is just helpless without her husband. That's not meekness. You're a helper, not a help or a hinder that's got to be helped along all the time. If you've got to help your wife along all the time, she's not a helper, she's a hinder. In the army, one of the tactics that armies use is whenever they're shooting at people, they don't shoot to kill them. They try to shoot someone and wound them where they're out of action, so that they have to send two other men to rescue him. That takes three men out of the fighting range. If you shoot one to kill him, well, he's gone, and those other two are shooting at you still. But if you wound one, you've taken three men out of the battle, because they're trying to look after him, the wounded one. He's become a hindrance. And if the husband has to show the wife and carry the wife along, she is not a helper, but a hindrance. Wives, you were created to be helpmeets. Meek is not become helpless. It's to become a helper. People, whenever we put up sign meek on the streets, they think, oh, what am I supposed to do? Just let him beat me all the time? All they see is weakness. And the problem is that's really kind of what we think it is too. He's just going to be my boss. And if I get out of line, he can beat me. That's what they think about meekness. And so they run the other way. Meekness is a strength. Be a helper, not a hindrance. You know your husband's will. You stand on it with strength. Verse chapter 15, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Meekness, a strength. Turn to Romans 16. Verse 1. I commend unto you, Phoebe, our sister. I commend unto you, Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is at Cenchreae. That ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saints. And that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you. For she hath been a succor of many and of myself also. Does that sound like a weak woman? She is a helper. And I'm commending you to her. She'll take care of you. She's not dumb. She's not a hindrance that you're going to have to carry around. She's going to take care of you. Whatsoever business, and that she assist her in whatsoever business, she hath need of you. This is Bible too. Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands. Obey them in all things as unto the Lord. Doesn't mean be stupid and just act like he ought to carry you around and think for you. You learn his will and carry it out. You take care of the responsibilities. You be a helper to him. If he wants to be a bully, or if he's insecure in his leadership and is afraid that he's got to tell you everything, submit to him anyway. That's his problem. You submit to him. Men, be strong enough to let your wife handle some things. She's your helper, not your hinderer. You're not just her boss. Meekness is a strength. Proverbs. Chapter 31, verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? Want to notice what we're looking for here. Virtuous woman. That includes meekness and quietness and submissiveness and obedience to her husband. Who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. Hell is full of men who fell for a pretty smile. Hell is full of men who were deceived by a pretty face. Hell is full of men who thought with the wrong part of their body. Hell is full of men who have followed a woman . You need to be strong enough to be a leader. If you're not strong enough to be a leader, you just well put a pair of pink panties on. Because if you fall for a girl that's outside of what you know is right, you're going to be following her the rest of your life. And you'll follow her right straight to the pits of hell. You got to be a man. And you got to know what's right, and you got to know to look past being Twitter-pated. All starry-eyed about what you think you found. A virtuous woman is going to listen to what her man says and do all she can to fulfill it. And she's going to be strong enough to carry it out. Doesn't mean she's weak or stupid. Virtuous woman is strong. But she takes that strength and she submits it to somebody else's will. Just like a man is to be strong, and he's to take that strength and to submit that will to God. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her. He's strong enough to trust her because she's proven herself strong enough to carry out his will, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She will do him good. She will be a helper all the days of her life. A wife, you can be a helper, you can be your husband's greatest helper, or you can be her husband's greatest enemy. One of the two. You're going to build your house according to the will of your husband, or you're going to tear it down. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She can take care of some things. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it, and the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She's able to make some decisions on her own. She's able to handle some money on her own. Why? Because she is taken after being a helper for her husband and her home. She's taking the responsibility and submitting it to do the will of her husband. And he doth safely trust in her because he knows that that's what she's going to do. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. Does that sound weak? She perceiveth that her merchandise is good, and her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hands to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. Husbands, I hope that's your will for your wife. She comes in contact with people that need help, and she doesn't have to run home and ask her husband, well, should I have helped them? No. She knows that, well, if my husband was here, he'd help them. So we're going to help them. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. They're taken care of. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and pearl. The New Testament, she doesn't even need those fancy things. She's got the strength and the character that is her beauty. It's not with outward adorning. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. Strength and honor are her clothing. Not weakness and shame. Her clothes are strength. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She's got a meek and quiet spirit, but when she speaks, there's wisdom there. It all fits together. And if we just take one verse here or two verses there, we come up with the wrong thing. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, and her husband also, he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. There's your pattern, girls. There's your pattern, young men. There's your pattern, wives. there's your pattern, man. The meek shall inherit the earth. Learn how to take instructions. Learn how to carry them out. Learn how to teach them to others. May the Lord bless you. Father, we come before you and we just want to thank you again for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for your words. Help us, Lord, I pray, to take them and apply them to our lives, Lord. And to take the counsel of the value of these precious things, Lord. Learn how to be valuable to you. Lord, that we might also instruct others who oppose themselves, Father. Lord, we just thank you again. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Want to... Just blessed a couple of weeks with some announcements of some good things. We talked about the baptism in Mexico, a couple of people who have dedicated their lives. We've also had some sorrows there. It's good and bad. Raul and Gabby have just completely forsaken the faith and took the covering away and the modesty and just think it's a case, another case of basically a man following a woman is what's happened. The sad thing about it is Josue has decided to follow his parents instead of the Lord, ignoring the Lord's command that there's a time we have to forsake our father and mother, wives. So pray that he would see his error and repent. Whenever you decide, when the woman starts running things, things go bad. Another good news. Bless has repented and forgiven the man who deceived her in Malaysia, had her trapped there. And after she forgave him in her heart, she decided to write him an email, tried to find him so she could confess her bitter feelings towards him. She found out that he was in jail for another case of basically deceiving people and extortion. And in finding that out, she talked it over with the man, the policeman that was working on her case, and he got her in touch with immigration, and they looked at the case and saw that the man that was had the case against her was in jail for corruption. And basically they've said, well, she's not done anything wrong. And we've had her papers, so she's free to go. And so as soon as she gets her papers, she has 7 days to get an airplane and go home. She might not have ever found that out if she wouldn't have repented. She would have continued living in that torment of being scared to death of being caught every day. All for nothing. Just for being stubborn. It's amazing how the Lord just opens doors when you do and we do His will. Another blessing. There's a man left here several years ago. We tried to give him some instruction. He called me yesterday. Said, I need help. I've lost my family. They won't listen to me anymore. He said, I've been had to get a good spanking from the Lord. Now my family's, my wife won't hear anything I say anymore. She's given herself over to some church, some wicked church. Now I will not emphasize that strong enough that would step in between a man and his wife and turn a man's wife against him. Happens way too much in people who claim to be following the Lord. Even though he was wrong. He was wrong in what he was doing and the way he was handling things. But he sees it. That was Craig. And he wants help. Sad thing is, he found out he needed help just after somebody else came in and took over lordship and headship of his home. So pray for Terry. She would forgive him and repent and submit herself back to her husband. It's a real blessing to hear from him. That he acknowledged that he was out of order. That he wasn't leading his family with meekness. He was ruling them. He willingly confessed that he was abusing them, both verbally and physically. And he was wrong to be doing it that way. But he sees that he was wrong. He learned to instruct them with meekness. Take that strength and submit it to the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. Anyone else have anything they'd like to share? Gave the Old Testament law to a man that was meek or strong enough to carry it out. Your dictionaries won't tell you that. But when you compare that word with the men that God called meek, you see the character of meekness. Not a definition of it. Law defines things. God puts a body on it and shows us how to live it out. Just pray for Craig. He just asked for prayers. We talked for over an hour, and it's just a real blessing. No, I don't think so. I Not yet. All right. Well, Lord bless you.